You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian authorities have suggested illegal gatherings over the AFL Grand Final long weekend may have contributed to Thursday's steep jump in COVID-19 cases. The state also reported 5 deaths on Wednesday. At 1,438, the new case numbers are a sharp rise from 950 on Wednesday and 867 the day before, and mark another daily record for the state. Victoria's COVID-19 commander Jerome Wyman says contact tracers attribute the steep rise in case numbers to illegal gatherings over the grand final weekend.
We now have cases in every LGA, we have cases in every suburb. So if you've been mixing over the last few days, if you decided to go to a grand final party on Saturday, if you went to a barbecue on Friday, I'd like you to go and get tested, because you don't know whether somebody there was harbouring the virus. And we now have at least 500 people who we know have had that experience. There'll be many hundreds more who went through some kind of social activity. We need to make sure that if you're positive, that you can protect yourself and isolate yourself and not spread it any further.
To help combat the growing outbreak, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews announced the government will reduce the Pfizer interval in state hubs to 3 weeks as of October the 4th. Anyone who has received their first dose of Pfizer will be able to bring their second vaccination forward. He said 88,000 Moderna doses will be transferred from the pharmacy network to state hubs as they couldn't be used up fast enough. And Mr. Andrews says the state's 70% double dose milestone is in sight, with more than 80% of Victorians over 16 having received their first dose and nearly 50% now fully vaccinated.
Let's just see this through. It's only a matter of weeks now, and then the lockdown will be off. That's what we have to be focused on. And then we can do things that are not allowed now, and for the very best of reasons. There's vaccination appointments available. Please go online and book one, then turn up, play your part. These vaccination numbers are very strong. With extra supply, they can get even stronger. And hopefully we can bring some of those lockdown dates, the 70% and the end of lockdown, forward. But in the meantime, let's all of us not do anything that means more virus. Let's all of us be focused on not making the job of our nurses any harder than it's going to be.
And New South Wales has recorded 941 new locally acquired cases in the past day and another 6 deaths. And stay-at-home orders in some regional parts of New South Wales are being extended until October the 11th because of the ongoing coronavirus risk. The state government has also confirmed students will return to on-site learning at school a week earlier than initially planned. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the state reached the 70% double dose vaccination level quickly, allowing the earlier start.
This is a safe way of resuming schools, but the staggered approach will remain in place. So the education team have been dealing with the health team for some time now, and whilst we can bring that week forward, the start date forward by a week, which I know is welcome relief to students, teachers and families, the staggered system, the staggered recommencement will still be in place.
Canberrans are being urged to bring forward vaccine bookings as their COVID-19 outbreak worsens. The ACT has recorded 31 new coronavirus cases, at least 17 of whom were in the community while infectious. The National Capital has joined some other states and territories in letting over 60s book in for a Pfizer or Moderna jab. More than 95% of the territory's residents aged 50 and over are already partially vaccinated and nearly 87% double dosed. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says people who have already received their first AstraZeneca dose will not be able to get a different second jab because Australia has not approved mixing vaccines.
So it is not possible to get an mRNA vaccine, a Pfizer or Moderna second shot, if you have received AstraZeneca as your first dose. If you have received a first dose of AstraZeneca, you must receive a second dose of AstraZeneca. What I can say is that based on the Commonwealth Government's forward vaccine orders, for those who have had 2 doses of AstraZeneca, mRNA booster shots are what the Commonwealth are proposing for everyone, next year.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says COVID-19 testing and vaccinations need to increase to stop an outbreak from spreading across the state. The state has recorded six new local COVID-19 cases with four infections linked to a cluster from within the aviation industry. Ms. Palaszczuk says from this afternoon, stage two restrictions will apply for a fortnight, including limits for home visitors.
These new restrictions commencing from 4pm today for 2 weeks will apply to Brisbane, Gold Coast, Moreton Bay, Logan and Townsville and Palm Island because we had that pilot that flew into Townsville.
Seating capacity at the NRL Grand Final this weekend is to be reduced by 25%. And Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has emphasised the importance of Australia opening up as the government transitions away from support payments. COVID-19 disaster funds for workers who lost their jobs and business support payments will stop once 80% of the population is fully vaccinated. Mr. Frydenberg says the end of the payment decision is based on the economic and health advice, and he's urging states to end COVID-19 lockdowns.
Our expectation is by the time the COVID disaster payment has ended and that the business support payments have ended, that we will be up for a bill of more than $20 billion. That's what we're expecting. And so the cost to the taxpayer continues to rise from the economic impact of the lockdown.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.